podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Did everybody have a nice holiday break?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would argue probably some better than others. Like, what did I do? Not much. I didn't go to France.
I didn't do that much. I mean, I know that sounds weird to say, but like, it was a good trip, but we had to also be like super careful because things were heating up before we left. And I feel like this shit really hit the fan like once we got there with Omicron. And it felt like basically everyone we knew had like, you know, some sort of like close contact. So I really felt like the whole time we were just like dodging COVID left and right.
That's because everyone we all knew literally either has or came into close contact with somebody with COVID.
Pretty much.
I feel like I'm on borrowed time at this point.
Yeah. Well, I know it's the same for you guys. And like there were some things in my family too. And it was everywhere. But it was a little bit weird to be like, I'm abroad and at my, you know, elderly in-law's house. Like there were just... That was the whole thing, too, is like, if I'm going to get it, then I'm going to get it. At this point, probably most people are going to get it. I'm vaccinated. I'm boosted. I'm careful. But if I get it, then OK, like the vaccine's going to work. And that's
why you got the vaccine.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to, you know, give it to Frank's parents, who themselves are also vaccinated and boosted, but still elderly. And then also with like flying. You know, it was like, okay, for the 5 days, like leading up to the flight, have to be super extra careful. And for like the 5 days leading up to Christmas, have to be super extra, you know, and so it was fun though. It was good.
It looked great.
And I'm back.
Pictures.
Yay.
Yeah. We did some stuff. Like we didn't do, we wanted to go to Vienna. We had a trip planned to see, our old roommate, but that of course, like just seemed like a little bit too ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So we decided not to go. Get on another flight. So that will be for another time. But we got to visit Frank's cousins in a region of France that I'd never been to before. It's not very far from where he lives. But that's what's funny about France is like you drive. It's kind of like the East Coast, I guess. You drive a little bit and you're in a completely different region.
Yeah.
It's like change states.
Yeah.
With like 2 hour drive. So that was fun. And... the one thing I'm really excited about was, so there's this cathedral in Reims, which is like in the region of Champagne, which is where Frank's from. And everyone knows Notre Dame, but the Reims Cathedral is where the majority of French kings were crowned. And by God, I studied art history in Paris, dated and then married someone from the region and yet had never been to the fucking cathedral. Like, I think I had like passed by outside once really quickly in the evening, but I had never actually gone inside. And so we actually like visited the cathedral in Reims. I was pretty stoked about that. So
that's nice. Awesome.
That was cool. Yeah. 20 years. It took 20 years.
Was it worth the wait?
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely was.
Good.
Definitely was. Yeah.
That's so great. I loved looking at all your pictures of all these like medieval villages in France. It looked so cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. It was a lot of champagne to the point that I just not to complain because that's like the most first worldly problem.
I had too much champagne.
There was too much of it. It was too much.
But and they forced me to drink it.
But you have to understand, like it's France. At the holidays, in the region of Champagne, like, that is, you know, it's a wild combination.
Bubbles, all the time. Bubbles. All the time.
I decided to join Colleen in Dry January, although, again, like, it was impossible to do Dry January in France. Although it's catching on. I saw in the newspapers, Le Dry January is a thing.
Le Dry January.
Is it, though? I feel like they're hardly trying. They're like, oh, put a le in front of it.
I literally...
How serious we are about this.
Oh, Frank and I talk about it every time we go back to France. So there's just like more and more English in French. And it's to the point, like when I lived in France before, you know, there were borrowed phrases, just like we use a lot of French and English. But like I knew at the time, like what words, you know, I could use and which ones not to use. And now that I've been away, it's like when we go back, you hear people say stuff and you're like, oh, okay, I guess we can say that. But like, could I say this other thing that's English? Probably not. So you're just guessing. But anyway, Le Dry January is a thing. But I was like, okay, I'll start on January 5th, like the day that I came back. And we'll do a dry January 5th to 31st.
And how's it been so far?
It's actually been good. You know, on the way back, I spent a couple of hours in the, like, the United, what do they even call that? Like, they're, like, lounge. Because I have...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I have a United credit card, and I flew United, and so they give you, like, 2 free passes every year. And so I actually had time, so I was like, oh, I'm going to, like, actually go to their lounge. It was my first time actually using it. And they have, like, you know, snacks and food, and then fucking open bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. Oh my God, I could be here spending 3 hours at their open bar, but I just started Dry January today.
No one is looking. No one's going to like tattle on you.
Right, right.
Dry January police aren't going to like come and arrest you.
It's your turn.
I would have known.
Well,
I would have known.
Yeah, so but to be fair, you were in...
birthday month. Can't be February.
Okay, fine.
Where?
Don't do it. Just don't.
Where was this? That was it in the Paris airport?
No, it was in Chicago.
Oh,
no, it was
okay.
Not in Chicago. It was in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if it was in Paris, you could have made the case like it was still tomorrow, so it was yesterday, so you really were starting it on the 5th, you know, U.S. time, but okay, forget it.
No, but it really was fine. Like, I think that was good for me to be like, okay, no, I'm still not going to, just because the drinks are free, like...
Doesn't mean you have to drink them.
Tends to get me every time. Yeah. But there might never be free drinks again. What if this is the last time I ever encounter free drinks and I never took advantage of it?
Mm-hmm. So the free drinks you didn't take are the ones you regret.
Bubbles everywhere.
bubbles everywhere.
No, but it's been surprisingly good so far.
Good.
I'm enjoying it.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're half-heartedly doing it this year, I'll admit. The first year was hard. The second, last year it was much easier. I was like in the mindset, I was prepped for it. This year we made it through the 6th. And then I found out on Friday, the 7th, that I was being let go. So I was like, well, dry January can go fuck itself right now. I'm going to the ABC store. Mm-hmm. I got a very tiny bottle of vodka and made myself a mixed drink. I was like, this is how I make sure that it is a cheap day and not a cheap month. but then I was in New York all weekend and I had like a beer with dinner and... wine with dinner the next night, so whatever, we're back on the wagon today, so good times. Amanda, how was Eden's first Christmas?
It was very good. It was very good. I think she's still like a little too little to like completely understand like gifts and presents and stuff, but she sure did like the food. She really liked the bread. Noodles. It just got to the point where it was kind of a fun game of like, well, what can I put in her bowl that will she just eat it?
And did she eat everything you put in the bowl?
Yep.
Nice.
That's
put
awesome.
A piece of zucchini as soon as it hit the bowl. It was in her hand. Girl's a good eater.
She loves to eat.
Nice.
She loves to eat. But yeah, it was good. We did have a COVID scare. My soon-to-be sister-in-law's family did Christmas Eve with us, and we all tested, you know, did the responsible thing. Everybody did their, you know, negative COVID tests the day of. And then her dad the next morning woke up not feeling well and tested positive.
No.
So Christmas Day was kind of quiet. They very sweetly brought us over. We were going to go over their place for dinner, and they very sweetly brought dinner to us. And, you know, we kind of all talked through through masks and half outside. And, it was otherwise, it was very nice.
Good. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Omicron was to Christmas here what Bubbles was to Shandy's Christmas. No, I'm just kidding. Omicron was everywhere. in all of the places.
That's real. I think most people had a Christmas like that. We're just like, you were negative one day and then someone was positive the next.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank is actually supposed to fly back tomorrow, and I keep checking my phone because I'm waiting for him to tell me, and I hope that he didn't, like, I think he's awake. But he spent Sunday with our nephew, and they all tested negative on Sunday morning, and then our nephew tested positive on Monday. And so Frank had to get his like official test, you know, to come back on Tuesday because he's flying on Wednesday, and he tested negative. So that would be today, like, you know, earlier today, but then he was going to test again this morning. Yeah. Just in case. So I'm just kind of like refreshing my messages to see if he's actually coming home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, but so stressful.
Yeah.
So many
Q-tips. So, definitely everyone had a, yeah.
So many Q-tips and so many noses so many times.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The pharmacist in France, like, really stuck it up there. It, like,
that's what she
it
said.
It hurt.
Ugh, I'm
it
sorry.
It did not feel good. He made me cry.
Oh, no. We've administered.
I mean, not cry.
But, like, you're tear up. Yeah.
Yes. Ah, it was uncomfortable. You do not have to do that.
Yeah. We administered our own tests. So we also had an Omicron scare here. So Zachary went to a birthday party on Saturday the 18th. And on Monday, it was either Monday or Tuesday, the 20th or the 21st, we were told, it was that month, whatever, whenever it was, we got an email from the mom who did the birthday party who said there was a positive case. And that, you know, it was mild. That was all she said. Then the principal called the next morning and was like, Zachary was exposed. You know, he doesn't have, if you, you know, email me a copy of his vaccination card, he doesn't have to quarantine or isolate or whatever. Just test him if he gets symptoms. So I sent her the pictures, like, as I'm on the phone with her. I'm like, But then that must have been Tuesday morning because I found out on, so one of my coworkers is out on maternity leave. She came in and brought the baby on Monday the 20th. And then she texted us on Wednesday the 22nd that she had woken up with. She texted us on Tuesday. She had woken up with a fever and a headache and didn't feel good, but she had tested negative. And then on Wednesday, because it's two tests in the box and the rapid, because she had gotten the rapid one, the home ones. And she, on Wednesday then, had tested positive. So then I was like, well, I couldn't remember if I hugged her or what. I know I wasn't in the room with her for very long. So, and then we also found out that one of the classrooms, the classroom next to Alex's was shut down because of COVID. So three of us had come into contact at some point with a COVID of whatever strain it was. So I was like, well, let me go get a test for us to take. And this was on Wednesday the 22nd. So I'm driving around. I went to CVS. There's nothing at CVS. I went to Harris Teeter. There's nothing at Harris Teeter. I went to a Walgreens. I ended up calling the Walgreens by my house. And they were like, sure, there's tests. You can come on down. So I drive, you know, 20 minutes across town, get in there. And they were like, we don't have any tests. There was this older gentleman who was also there asking about the tests. And we then, like, kind of walked out together comparing notes of which places we had gone. And this other man comes up to us because I was like, well, I'm going to go to the one that's over here and then I'm just going to call it a night, whatever. So then this other man comes up to us and he's like, are you talking about the rapid at-home tests? And I was like, yeah. And we were like, yeah. He's like, oh, I got a whole bunch in my trunk. Does anybody want one? I was like,
no, I don't want your creepy trunk.
Oh, I was like, sure, thanks. And the older gentleman just kind of walked away.
Like a knockoff Fendi bag.
No, he... I was like, desperate times, man. So... Mm-hmm. So I took it, obviously, because, you know, I guess when in Walgreens parking lot, I made the choice, choose your own adventure, to choose the adventure. I did stand like 30 feet from his trunk. I kind of made him bring it back over to me because I was like, I don't want to end up in the back of the trunk with the COVID test.
Right. You've had a close call before.
That's the day.
Well, because he had Georgia license plates and everything. So I was like, could go either way. Thankfully, it went the right way.
So sketch.
So, but anyway, it turns out he gets them through work. And because he lives in Georgia and he was traveling to see family in North Carolina, he decided to just take all the tests they'd given him with him in case he or somebody that he was visiting needed it. So he was like, I was like, would you like me to pay you for this? And he was like, nah, Merry Christmas. So, you know, I got into the car and I Googled it. And yes, it was a legitimate, valid test or whatever. So...
Nice. Well, we kind of stocked up in France.
They have tests there.
Well, I mean, like, they're hard to find too. I mean, not hard to find. The pharmacies just kind of sell out. Every day, but the government is making the big grocery stores sell them at cost for the month of January. So we're like,
that's awesome.
Yes,
that's
please. Right. I'll take 20.
No, that's good. Yeah. New York is still just like a barren wasteland.
Yeah.
I'm still, so I have taken two PCR tests. How many results have I received from said PCR tests? Zero.
Zero. Wow. So I took a PCR on Saturday because I got back on Thursday, took a PCR on Saturday, did an at-home test on Saturday also. Because I knew it was going to take like 3 days. It's been 3 days. I haven't got my PCR.
I can't believe this.
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah. Three weeks?
I got a PCR test.
That's absurd.
We all got PCR tested Saturday before Christmas because a child at daycare tested positive. So, no, it was Sunday. It was Sunday before Christmas. We all went to get tested. Daniel and Eden, he put his email down for her test. So they both got their results emailed to them. I never got mine emailed. But none of us had symptoms. So it's like they were both negative. I just assumed I was negative.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know, after, you know, being exposed on Christmas Eve, we took, you know, waited our 5 days. I took Eden and I, we went to get at a different location, a PCR test in the neighborhood. Like once we got back to Brooklyn, that was two Thursdays ago.
Wow.
Still have not gotten
what
the results.
What the fuck?
That is insane.
Neither one of us had any symptoms, so we're just going to assume they were negative.
That is crazy. Because Alex ended up getting sick. Don't know if he had. I took the at home test, and then he took the at home test because we only had the two, and they've been sold out everywhere. So then, but. He was having fevers overnight. He would say things like, my brain is on fire, and just had this cough.
Oh.
And it was a wet cough, but I know Omicron's a little different, where it's more in the throat than in the lungs and the nose or whatever than the other variants were. So I was really legitimately nervous. Like, we told Jay's family, we're like, I don't know if you want us there or not. And they're like, oh, the other two kids, they've been sick like that too. He was around them last week and he probably just got whatever they got. So they were like, it's fine. We've all been exposed to the germs. So we were like, all right, cool. So, but anyway, on Christmas Eve, he was negative. And then he still had the cough and was clearly not feeling 100%. So on Monday, we were able to all get the PCR test. And I'm so sorry, Amanda. We went at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and we got our results by 6:30.
Maybe you got my results too. Who knows?
Maybe I did get yours. Oh,
wow.
Good times.
So, no. Yeah.
Yeah. But Alex's was negative. We were all negative. So he must have just gotten some crud, another crud that was going around. But
his little brain was on fire.
I felt so bad. He kept saying it. But yeah. Other than that, The only really exciting thing we did over Christmas break was we went to see A Christmas Story, the musical.
Is it good?
It's super cute.
I love the movie.
It's super cute. I will say it was probably about 15 minutes, 20 minutes too long for the kids because they were starting to get antsy. Like Zach was really super into it, but that last like 15 minutes, he was having trouble like staying in his seat where he was like, you know, starting to like bounce up and down and sit on his knees and like stand up. So, and we were sitting, you know, in the mezzanine section in the last row. So, which I wisely chose because I was wondering if they were going to sit still. But yeah, I would say that it was probably just a tad too long for them. But it was really cute. The songs are ridiculous and adorable. And yeah, it was fun. Aww.
Nice. Yeah, we were supposed to go see Company on Broadway on Saturday.
And?
But my parents were going to come in and watch the baby because when we bought the tickets, we were like, oh, we'll be like old pros at parents by then. We'll have a babysitter by then. We don't have a babysitter yet. So my parents were going to come. And then my mom got exposed again. Someone that sits at work. So she's like, I don't think we should come. I'm like, I don't think you should come either. But thankfully we were able to reschedule. So...
that's good.
Oh, that's
stay
cool.
tuned for the stunning conclusion of Amanda Returns to Broadway in 2 weeks.
I'll let you guys know how it goes. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it will be exciting.
Yeah.
It's not currently exciting. It's currently disappointing, but it will be exciting.
It will be.
Yeah. Super worth it.
Yes. Be in a theater again. Nice. Yes.
I was looking at. I keep getting like the targeted ads for Rent because the touring company is coming back here again.
Ooh.
And tickets are only like $35. So I was very tempted. I was like, even with fees, I kind of want to see it again.
Hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of a show that's fun to see, like how
different shows
do it.
And we saw it 2 years ago, same touring company though. And that was when I was like, Benny was kind of right. But so many sides to this story. We watched Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh, it's so good, right? I watched it again.
It was great.
We watched it too.
Awesome. Oh,
so good.
Yeah. That's right, because Vanessa Hudgens was our girl.
No one was having a better 2021 than Vanessa Hudgens.
No, she's like our mascot.
Showing up everywhere, just having a good time, singing.
That was pretty wild.
Yeah. No, I loved it. And then I think we all also watched The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh, my God. I binged it in a night.
It's so good.
So good.
I don't even remember what, like, got us to watch it. I think we were just, like, looking for something new that was kind of short. And I...
I watched it because it was recommended to Shandy and I in a Survivor Facebook group that we're in. And I saw it on Twitter, too. People were talking about it. And I was like, and then you mentioned that you were watching it, Amanda.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if Amanda's watching it and loves it.
Coming up. And I don't have HBO anymore. But so originally when it was recommended to us, I was kind of like, oh, well, sounds up my alley. But, it'll be something that I don't watch. And then it just kept coming up and coming up. And there was something else that I wanted to watch on HBO. And I was like, well, fuck it. I'll just get, like, 1 month. Oh, and I need to watch Euphoria also. So that's also on HBO.
Yeah, I'd like to watch that.
Yeah.
They have the new Harry season Potter just reunion, too.
The Harry Potter. That was it.
That was good. I watched it. It was kind of magical.
Okay. We haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
They did a very good job of just, like, removing. It's, like, just about the movies. There's very little about the source creator.
Yes.
It's just all about the movies and like the experience of the crew and the actors, and they did a very good job just threading that needle.
It was fun.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so I watched that, and then I was like, oh, I need to watch Sex Lives of College Girls while I have my month of HBO, and so I did in one day.
It's so good. I totally recommend it to anybody out there that hasn't watched it yet. Maybe give us some feedback. We can talk about it more. But
yes, please.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I loved all the characters. I liked this trend of newer shows taking the positive, like when presented with conflict, taking the more positive outcome versus like there being, you know, a negative repercussion for doing the right thing. Where I like the trend that, you know, is kind of happening in these new Gen Z shows.
So much better. I hate conflict for conflict's sake. It's the worst.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. I think that's why, what were we also just watching? I know, I've seen the trend of it in
Ted Lasso?
Well, Ted Lasso. Totally Ted Lasso. And then, I was watching The Croods with the kids over the weekend because it was on TV. And I had seen it in theaters, but I think I mentioned it when we saw it. But I really like how the main character, she, you know, gets this boyfriend and they go to the rich people's houses and she becomes best friend with the rich girl. And there's zero part of the story in which there's ever in doubt, like, does he want to fall in love with the rich girl? Or is the rich girl making a play for the boyfriend? Like, no, they're just all good friends. And that's it. Like, you know, it's just so different than like how stories were told when we were younger, where everything had to be like some kind of Sweet Valley High type conflict. And I like that it's different. And we're almost done with season one of Saved by the Bell, the new one.
Oh my God, are you loving it?
It's so fun.
I love it so much.
It's super fun.
So much.
So, I think we have
Peacock?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
I've been getting them all confused.
Because there's too many of them now.
Yes, there are.
I think I saw a commercial the other day for like you can bundle different streaming services. I'm like, yeah, that was inevitable. That's the direction we're going. It's just going to be like
cable.
A cable pay, exactly. It's just called cable.
We've circled back around.
I knew it was coming.
But yeah, it's super fun. So this actually got me thinking of something. So we did the bonus episode before. How would you guys feel if we did more of that, like, centric, like, one-themed episode more often? Like, when we do the movie episodes or the Handmaid's Tale episode. What if we, in 2022, came up with some ideas on, like, episodes that revolved around one thing versus our normal, like, you know, format that we go through?
I think that's fun.
I think so too. Theme.
I love something I can prepare for.
Exactly. Me too. I love something that it's prepared by me watching or reading something versus finding it, you know, 10 minutes before we start. So we talked about this in the bonus show, like the 80s movies. What was it? Gremlins and
The Never Ending Story. Never Ending Story.
See, I've never seen that. That's the one with Bowie?
No, that's Labyrinth.
I've never seen Labyrinth either.
Let's watch Labyrinth too. I haven't seen it since I was like little, so.
Okay, well,
I feel like that's another one that I was too scary. I couldn't finish it.
Well, you know, I've still never seen like.
He's an uber creep in it, but yeah.
I've still never seen Newsies either, I don't think. No, I know I haven't.
How have we been friends for...
I don't know. You used to have
going on 20 years and you've never seen Newsies.
You used to have it sitting there on the TV stand because I used to do sit-ups and ab work and stare at it.
I had to buy the DVD because I wore out my VHS copy.
Damn!
Well, I've never seen it either.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, ladies.
All right, well, let's make a list of just a couple of them that we could reasonably watch that we haven't seen. Or, like, Newsies that Amanda probably wants to just talk about. Let's make a list of a handful of them. We'll take suggestions from the audience. I feel like I have a soundtrack right now.
I don't know the rest of the song. It's the only part I know.
It came on the radio when I was in France. And, what? Because my in-laws, like, legit listened to, like, the radio. And I got really excited. Anyway, then I found $5. Whatever. Dumb story.
Well, if anybody out there has any suggestions, it sounds like we've kind of got them somewhat – figured out. But if you have, there's to narrow it down. Yeah. If you have a preference, let us know. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com or put in the Facebook group or whatever. Let us know. And we'll pick a date for that sometime in the future. Not the distant future, the closer future.
Yes.
Yep.
I love this idea.
And if there's any other ideas for themed shows that you'd want to see, let us know and I'll just start a list and we'll, you know, figure it out. Because, yeah, we've, cool. I mean, yeah. And it doesn't have to be just movies or like a TV show, too. It can be anything. We probably won't do like a broad topics or anything like that unless like the moment really calls for it. But, you know, something in the theme of that. So cool.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Hey, speaking about things that we watch on TV, I believe I saw that the, what is that called? The airplane hostess,
the flight attendant.
The flight attendant.
They cast her mom.
There's a second season?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's exciting.
But I think I cannot remember. They announced who they,
who the mom is?
Yeah, they,
I think I know, because I saw Sharon a picture Stone. Of an actress, and then it was like, actress's name has been cast on the flight attendant as, spoiler, was literally the title. You're like, well, I figured it out, guys.
It's Sharon Stone has been cast to play Cassie's mom. So there we go. Excited. I'm excited. I'm super excited. I never did my rewatch, but there's still plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
And now that my days are suddenly free and it's freezing cold outside.
Also, does it have a release date of when the next season starts?
I don't think so, because they just cast her. Also, I X'd out the tab already. Sorry. That's fair.
Well, because I know, like, HBO did their big, like, trailer of everything that's new that's coming for the year, but I don't think they ever put, like, dates on it. It's just, like, the things that are coming, like, gotcha. That new Game of Thrones spinoff, and there's, like, a bunch of things that were coming back. It's, like, House of Dragon.
Yes. Yep.
Interesting.
Matt Smith of Doctor Who fame is in it.
Yep. I opened the tab again. It does not say, just... says they started production fall of 2021. So maybe I'll read that book because it's based on a book. I read a book.
Yeah. Oh, nice. What book?
some cheesy beach read called The Guest List that I bought from Costco on a whim back in the fall when I was like,
a cheesy beach read.
Yeah, it's a murder mystery.
Perfect.
Yeah, like I'm not going to say like, you know, rush out and read it because it's like some masterpiece, but it's fun. It was a fun read, and it kept me from doing the bloopers. It distracted me a little bit. Sorry about that. And yeah, so I was really excited because I want to read at least 3 books this year, which sounds, you know, like, oh my God, really? That's your goal? But last year, my goal was to read one book, and that one book that I read was A Wrinkle in Time at the end of the year.
You did it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But I want to read more.
Attainable goals.
I know. The next book I have out on the counter is the While Justice Sleeps. What's it called? The Stacey Abrams book.
Oh, let me know what you think of that. I was gonna put that on my Christmas list.
Yes, I will let you know.
And then I went for the Amanda Gorman book instead.
You could have put 2 books on your list and just let somebody else make the choice.
And maybe in hindsight, I should have. But I already have a stack of books that in my house that I haven't read yet.
So I know.
It's silly to ask for 2 books to add to the 10 books that I have currently in my house that I have not read yet.
I know. I just keep racking them up, too, because I read 0 books in 2020. So I'm just really trying here. Really trying here. But I'm excited. So anyway, I recommend it. I would say it was like a 3 out of 5 stars. It's fun if you like that genre. The characters are somewhat like stereotypes. But again, it all comes together. You can see where the clues are. Kind of like the flight attendant. The clues are like, you know, dribbled throughout the book. There were revelations, like reveals that we got like midway through the book that I went back and reread the chapter where I was like, didn't they talk about this earlier? And yeah, so... And I was like, oh, yeah, that was in there. So, yeah, it was good. It was a cute little book. Yeah, the end. Might do a blog post review about it. I don't know. I'm trying to blog more this year. I'm just trying to do more things that are less checking Twitter and mindless scrolling and more like being
constructive.
Yes. Like either fostering my brain or being creative in some way.
Yeah.
I like it. I think that is a noble cause.
Thank you. Definitely. Yeah. Also finding a new job.
Well, in good time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, does anybody have anything else? Oh, bloopers. Check out the bloopers. Sorry they were a few days later than I said I would. They would be out, but they made it.
Worth the wait.
Absolutely.
So there we go. Ta-da. All right. Does anybody else have anything before we move on?
I don't think so.
Cool. No, ma'am. Did you guys see the Jimmy Fallon, who I just roll my eyes at now for the most part? He had a my resolution in 6 words tweet thingy. Like he told people to tweet at him. Okay, well, he did.
I don't Twitter anymore.
The majority of them were lame, but there were some funny ones. No exes unless I need logins. hike once, talk about it daily.
Nice.
Figure out what stocks app does. Fold the laundry on my Peloton.
Wow.
I thought it was funny. Take down Christmas lights by summer.
That's good.
Let's see. No more murder podcasts before bed.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah.
Just a couple more. Just make it to 2023, really.
Yes.
Followed up by get out of Black Mirror episode.
That's gonna take a while.
Yeah.
Perfect the dip to chips ratio.
Attainable goals.
Yeah. I like it.
No more sweatpants on Zoom calls.
No, that's a silly one.
I know, right? Yeah. And then finally, use one of my many cookbooks.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. I should have been more prepared and thought of my own 6-word revolution.
Fine. You were too busy reading a book.
I was too busy reading a book to think of my own resolution in 6 words or less. All right. On that note, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back. We'll do the feedback. Woohoo!
Great.
Yay.
All right, we are back and we are ready to get into some feedback. The first bit of feedback comes from Ro. She says, welcome back. You've been missed. You must discuss this. Can you say obsessed? So this she's referring to is a new it game taking the internet by storm called Wordle. It's totally like a game I play with my students all the time with words and numbers, but better. Okay, so I discovered this game today, this morning actually, and it's pretty addicting. So if you have ever played the game Mastermind, it's Mastermind but with words.
I don't know what Mastermind.
Oh, Mastermind was like my favorite game growing up as a child. It's a two-player game. The one player, you know, picks 6 combinations out of a bunch of different colors of pegs, and then you have to try to guess what the combination is, and you have a certain amount of time to guess what it is. And when you guess, the person who knows what the answer is, they'll either give you like white or red pegs, and they'll tell you like, you know, one of these is right. If it's red, that means you have something that's a right letter, a right color in the right place. If it's white, you have a right color, the right color is on there, but it's in the wrong place. And your object is to get like, you know, to get the pattern. I loved it growing up because it's like a real life mind puzzle game thing. Like I love like, you know, word puzzles and logic puzzles and all that. So when I saw this trending all over my Facebook and Twitter this morning, I investigated, and it's super entertaining. So you have a blank screen. You have to guess what a 5-letter word is. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 chances to guess it. And let's say, give me a 5-letter word, birds, BIRDS. All right, so I've guessed the word birds, and if you can see, the S is in the right place. There's no B, I, R, or D in it. So now I've got to think of another word that ends with S.
This game will make me feel bad about myself.
It's so much fun. Super fun. So, I don't know, name a word that ends with, a four-letter word that ends with S. That doesn't have a B, I, R, or D in it. Or sometimes you want to use one that you know is wrong because it helps you suss out the correct placement for other words, for other letters. I don't know. There's a strategy behind these games. It's called Wordle. It's the new it thing. I'm sure it won't be a thing anymore in, give it like 2 weeks or something. But it's super fun. The end. And it looks like Ro is also just as addicted to it. As you can see from the picture that Ro put in the feedback, she got the fourth letter is the correct letter, but it's in the wrong spot. She guessed it right the next time. And then, you know, she built up from there. Anyway, yeah, like I said, it's very entertaining. The next bit of feedback comes from Matt, and he says, certainly no shortage of topics from Betty White and Bob Saget to Amy Schneider's historic Jeopardy run to the anniversary of the insurrection. Sadly, bad sex in fiction is still missing in action. Anyway, have any of you been keeping up with Station 11 on HBO Max? I think the book may have been one of my first recommendations for the Broadcast Book Club, and the miniseries has been a great adaptation, capturing the book's humanity, beauty, and optimism.
I was curious why that title kept sticking in my brain as something I had heard before, and I had no idea why. There it is.
I completely forgot. But I did see it come up on HBO Max, and now that I have my month of HBO, I could watch it. We'll see, though. I don't know. I'm kind of like your resolution, Colleen, to be on Twitter less. I feel like I need to like maybe watch less TV. Like I didn't used to watch very much TV, and then I kind of like jumped a little bit too much in.
Gee, I wonder what could have happened in that time.
We'll see. Depending on what we're watching for the podcast, maybe.
Well, I'm doing like a dry January, but for TV.
Yeah. Although, I mean, I still like binged Sex Lives of College Girls in one day, so... It's not perfect.
Right. Like a whole month without doing like TV. That would be hard. It's like I did the artist way like 2 years ago, I think. And one of the weeks was like, you don't watch TV or like use social media. And it was terrible, but it really did help like reset my relationship with those things.
I like that.
And it was just a week, you know? It's like, it sucks for a week. But it really helps your brain just like reset how you interact with all these things and in the same way that like you sort of just eat junk food because you're bored, not because you're hungry, but just sort of recognizing those things.
Right.
And then you come back into it and you can kind of reset.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. I really recommend it. Anyway, Colleen, you were saying.
The word was floss.
Good job.
See, I got it.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. Again, this really derailed the bloopers as well because I finished the book last night. Rest in peace, Betty White and Bob Saget. That was so sad. I was really upset about both of them.
He was very young.
Only 65.
She was not.
She was not, but.
No, but I really liked the tweet that was something like, live your life so that when you die at 99, everybody said you died too soon.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that. Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
There were a lot of really, actually really great, like, nice tweets about her. Like, it's the one thing that everybody united everyone.
Right. We can all agree. From the most conservative among us to the most liberal, we can all agree Betty White was the best of us.
She truly was. She truly was. Yeah, but the Bob Saget thing was also really sad. I watched the tribute that Jimmy Fallon did. No, Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel did, and he's crying, can't get through it.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
He was very young.
I know. 65 is very young.
65 is very young.
That's crazy.
I know.
Well, and they still haven't said named a cause of death yet, have they? So sad.
I know. Rest in peace, Mr. Power.
Yeah.
It's I'd pour like one meme. Out for them, but...
You did.
Don't worry,
already.
I will. Actually, I don't want to waste this very delicious soda. Which is my favorite of the beers, so I will take a little tiny sip.
There you go. I got a water bottle I'll pour one out for. all right, it is time for the Matt's What She Said.
Amanda technically just got hers 2 weeks later.
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate of most things in my life. I don't know if I'm going to do it in time, but if I do, it'll be a Christmas miracle.
Oh, I was going to practice it on you now.
We didn't sit down from start to finish.
Ooh. Mm.
I never done a mall Santa before.
A good one, Matt. What the fuck is taking them so long?
I'll give it a thumbs middle.
I liked it, but I was doing something else at the same time.
I'm not used to staring at other people's mouths. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Oh, you think it's ending and then it goes somewhere else.
Ooh. Give me the popcorn. I'm just here to enjoy.
Why am I doing this if I'm not getting some Brandon Routh kitten action? Why? Why am I not getting some Brandon Routh kitten action?
We'll find it. It's in here somewhere.
I finished this at 12:32 a.m.
Oh.
Not feeding the gremlins.
One of them is a picture of Frank's tip. Frank's tip.
I can't wait to peek at Frank's tip.
I had 39 and a half inches before anyone else.
It's more than 5 and a half.
I'll give you that. It's Christmas time.
Every possible way that you can, I did last night.
We've done it on Christmas Day the last few times.
We're almost done. Kind of.
Totally D.
You were listening outside like a creeper.
In all fairness, you are pretty loud.
Maybe I just need to put it out there.
She's tried a couple of times.
I was not anticipating how hard that would be.
Mm. Pumping is this whole exercise in itself. That is true. That is true.
I love how that, those all read like an actual conversation.
Yeah.
It really did. I was thinking the same thing. I kind of love it.
Yeah. That was good. That was good.
Thank you, Matt.
That was a good cropper. That's what she said. That was a good
really
one.
Was.
Yeah.
all right, let's land this puppy with this new year in Andy's virginity.
All right. Andy writes in, this year in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Happy New Year. Hope you all had a great holiday season. Mine was okay. Like a lot of people, COVID canceled quite a few plans. Thankfully, I still haven't gotten sick, knock on wood, a feat that seems almost like Neo dodging bullets in the Matrix levels of incredible. It is still so infuriating to see people still arguing about this as if it is something we can debate about. There why we're looking at 2 full years of this, and it looks unlikely to finish anytime soon. Still, you got to keep some kind of hope alive. Like I said a while ago, I've learned that being hopeful may require a lot of work, especially when faced with all of this, but ultimately it's worth it. The past month has been quiet, as you'd expect with Omicron running wild. The closest I have to an update is OMG Yes apparently has a new series of videos. I haven't watched any of the old ones in a while because of this prolonged dry spell, but obviously it's good to have more good information out there since good information is so damn hard to find. Anyway, I'll leave it at that for now. While not off to a great start, here's hoping for plenty of good times in 2022. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Just thinking about people still denying it as if like this is up for debate just really reminds me of Don't Look Up, which I recently watched and was horrified by.
And I honestly don't want to run out and watch that one, which I know is probably terrible because I probably should.
It's worth it. It's just like, I mean, it feels like a documentary. So.
Yeah, which is why I'm a little hesitant. It's like you got to be in the mood.
Yeah. You got to be in the mood, but it's good. There are some parts that I laughed. I don't know if I was like laughing, you know, normal laughter or like it's, you know.
Or uncomfortable laughter.
You're laughing because it's like frustratingly true. And occasionally it's good.
All right.
But very, very similar.
I will try to get there. How about that?
I would like to see it. I just Colleen, was not in the headspace this weekend to do it.
No, that's perfectly understandable. And I do think that Colleen especially might find it.
Would I get triggered? I don't want to be triggered.
I don't want to be triggered. That's a great example of exactly what's happening. So
awesome.
Yeah.
I meant to say this before, but we watched all of the Harry Potter movies with the boys over the holiday break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we couldn't really go out and do much because Alex wasn't feeling great, and it was freezing. It wasn't freezing, actually. It was 80 degrees on New Year's, but we had days that were cold.
Kind of the opposite of freezing.
It was amazing. It was seriously, it was the best. I was like, I am in shorts and a t-shirt on New Year's Day. Give this to me all the time. But, yeah, I know how it started. So Zachary got the wizard chess Lego thing from Santa for Christmas, and Jay wanted to show him that scene in the movie so he would have context for the Legos. And then I had to work, that week. So, that was one of the things that Jay started with them was watching the movies. And then I think I came in the fourth movie and watched the rest with them. But
wow.
Yeah. Then I reread the last half of the last book, which is kind of when I was like, I think I could read a book. I think I'm ready.
So, yeah.
But then I was that annoying person during the final movie where I was like, this isn't how this happens. And Jay was like, can you just shut up? And I was like, why would they change Neville's part? This isn't how this happens. It was so much cooler in the book.
Yep.
Regardless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, in the 20th anniversary reunion thing, they talk about the time that Harry and Hermione dance in the tent when they're camping in the Forest of Dean or whatever.
Yeah.
And they talk about, like, loving that scene. And I'm just like, no.
See, I loved that scene, that's too. Does that mean I'm, like, a bad fan of the franchise?
No, I don't.
Because from a film perspective, like, the story needed that kind of moment of levity right there.
But is it levity or is it uncomfortable?
It depends on how you look at it.
I didn't find it uncomfortable. I take more umbrage with them changing. I don't like how they change the ending of the movie where, Harry doesn't tell Neville kill the snake. And it's like Harry, it's like Hermione and Ron just shouting it at him, right? And it's the snake's about to kill them in the movie. And, Neville picks up the sword and, like, doesn't even come out of the sorting hat. And he just picks it up and, like, kills the snake. And so I didn't like that. I could have been like, fine, whatever, meh. My biggest problem with the last movie is the way that they don't have the final scene at the end where Harry and Voldemort are facing off in front of the crowd. Like, they just make it a part of the whole action sequence. And I don't like that. I feel like it was so badass in the books.
Yeah, definitely. Not to mention that Harry just fucking, like, breaks the Elder Wand in two.
Yes.
Like, and here doesn't bother to fix his own wand.
Yes. I was like, well, in the whatever. Book. In the book, he fixed his wand first.
Right. Like, smart.
I think I need to go back, because clearly I don't remember, like, how much difference, like,
how much. I listen to Real World Sisters, like, every week, so... It's also that.
Yeah.
It's not just that I'm remembering, it's that they're telling me what to remember.
Right.
But I thought it was interesting that the director did explain, particularly that, why they chose for the film to remove the scene where they just, Harry and Voldemort face off and they decided to take it in a different direction. And
to go fly.
Right. I can't remember his reasoning, but it made good sense when I was watching the reunion special. I was like, oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Nah. Well, we're going to watch it when the kids get back from my parents' house, so I will let you know what I think. Plus, it's supposed to snow this weekend, so I'm sure we'll be stuck inside. So, yeah, good times. But anyway, check out the bloopers, because they're done and they're there on the feeds right now as you're listening to this. Check that out. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback about anything we talked about tonight, any themes, themed episodes that you'd like to see, we can even maybe read a book if we've got like plenty of warning, maybe, about it. I don't know. Yeah. Give us suggestions. Yeah. Let us know. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com, 331-276-2373, or you can hit us up in the Facebook groups. It's good to be back. We hope that you all had a nice holiday break as well. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rigner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack. Have I forgotten anything? Check out the bonus show if you're a patron. All right. Well, on that note, everybody, good to be back, and we'll see you next week. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.